Lord, all of us need your courage so badly. Please give us this gift. Courage with perseverance. Amen. I was in soaking prayer, and I heard the Lord say, "I am here." And it was funny because the song that was playing in the background was "He Is Here" by Jean Watson. By the way, she's an amazing recording artist. She plays the violin beautifully and sings beautifully, and her songs are just, they're just very, very well done. Now, after many songs, listening to my favorite artist, I heard, "You can do this." What he means is this new art project. He continued, "You can do this. All the encouragement and prayers in the world will not work out if you don't step out and begin." When he said that, I saw a diving board, a very, very high diving board. I was cautiously walking towards the end, but I felt so exposed and unprotected. I was high above everything, and far below me was this swimming pool that looked so small. I felt helpless, afraid, and so exposed. I heard the Lord again. "Once you get focused on really working it, you will lose your fear of heights and will become second nature to you." Lord, why am I seeing myself on this diving board? What relation does it have to reality? He answered me, "Vulnerability, suspended in the air, high above, no safety net, do or die, so to speak. You are putting your life, your all on the line, and you're afraid of failure and letting me down again. But you're not doing this alone, beloved. I am working through you, and it is me who has the anointing. I can bring it to pass, but you must be willing to work, to apply yourself, to see your mistakes and redo them. If you think you can do this on your own, you are wrong. But I tell you the truth, I can and I will do this if you cooperate. Have confidence in me. Look at how many paintings we've already gotten through. You have a gift, and it is anointed to touch souls for me, and that's what I need from you now. There are souls needing to see this image, Claire. They are waiting for something that will bring them comfort and encouragement. They need this from you, and you are still cringing and not wanting to dive off the high board, but slink back and climb back down the ladder to safety. There is no turning back. You must go on. You must. But only if you thoroughly grasp that you can't do it, but I can. That is why you got that big mysterious Rhema card today. May I?" When he said that to me, it was a huge confirmation. He continued, "I'm trying to get you to stop having confidence in yourself and start relying on me. That means also that you don't overwork the project, but you allow me to slip all the pieces right into that sweet spot. It happens when you least expect it and when you aren't even trying. When you try too hard, you tense, then you have to erase it and begin again. You lose the authenticity in that moment and it becomes more mechanical. Rather than that, I want your sweet sentiments to float onto the background all quite naturally. So you work the rough spots and then it flows spontaneously and you breeze right through it. You are not far off or far away from achieving your goal, but you have focused too much on yourself and overcoming yourself, when in truth, you let it flow and I overcome it. You can do this. You really can. I would never lie to you. You are not far off. Just work it little by little. You will see results emerging sooner than you think. How about it? You know, Lord, you've talked me into it, but I feel quite shaky inside. He answered me, Yes, you are on the high dive with nothing to catch or support you. That is your perception. But what I see is me inside of you doing the things you are so afraid of. If you will let it flow. If you strain, you actually set yourself back because you become tense. But if you patiently begin where you are at, we can do the rest and bring it up to the standard I know you're capable of. There is so much I want you to say through this medium. Please cooperate with me. Please. Oh, great and merciful God, you should never have to beg me. Never, ever. He replied, There are many things I must do for all my children, and I do them out of love, and love is never beneath me, even when I must beg. Get your mind less on earthquakes and more on the message to my hungry body. Lord, all I can do is go forward with confidence that you will do it all through me with only my obedient little efforts. And that's all you need, he answered me. Please, let's do this. What an encouraging message. Oh, the Lord was so good, so sweet, so encouraging. And I really do feel, have the confidence right now that he can. And I'm going to work with him. Pray for me, guys. Thank you.